Well, he was very shy and he was a quiet bit of a recluse sort of for a boy, but apparently his father wasn't nice to the boys or to Mrs. Brown, and he wasn't well liked at all. But one day in the summer, my father was working at Rochford Hospital and he had a holiday off, and he decided to take my sister and I and mum to Clacton for a day out. And when we came back, outside our house, there were a lot of soldiers with metal detectors sweeping out on the greensward out the front. And we asked him, you know, what they were looking for. And they said there'd been a bomb. Well, we thought it was a wartime bomb, you know. But the next day, when my sister and I went to work, we worked in the nursery over the road, Gatton's Nursery, then they told us that Mr. Brown was being taken along the road by his nurse in a wheelchair, and he'd hit a bomb. Well, of course, we didn't know then that Eric had put the bomb in the wheelchair under the cushion, and when the nurse had to, you know, adjust the cushion and everything, it exploded. Anyway, there were some old people living over the road to where the bomb was, and the old lady came over to the nursery and said, could some of the men bury this leg that was in her front garden? So they just went over and buried this. I shouldn't laugh. Yeah. Went over and buried this leg. And for years after, there was all these bits hanging. It might have been clothing, but it used to frighten me when I got off the bus at night time and I run past. Yeah. And there was only a small hole in the road, like a pothole would be, really, where the landmine went off. It's just like a flat landmine. And of course, Eric had got it out of the stores, hadn't he? So they soon.
Which stores?
Yeah. Oh, he was an army. He was in the army. It was in army stores. He'd taken it home deliberately. The army soon traced where the landmine came from, because when they found that he was in the stores and handling it, that was it.